Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. About 2 years ago, we did an episode on vaping and warned of its rise and possible health consequences.
We hate to say we were right, but as of late 2019, more than 36 people have died from severe lung injury from vaping.
And so far, there have been over 1,500 cases of vaping lung injury. Exactly how vaping is damaging the lungs is unclear. At first, it seemed that illegal vaping cartridges containing THC was the culprit. THC is the psychoactive component in marijuana.
Almost 75% of patients with lung damage reported using these, and THC was found in lung biopsies. But there are also reports of pesticide residue in them.
Many of the unregulated cartridges also contain viscous oils. One theory is that the oil covers the lung surface, which the body has a hard time removing. Then the lung isn't able to absorb oxygen and becomes inflamed, which is how someone ends up in the ER needing a respirator.
There are also contaminant chemicals in the vaping solutions. Some pathologists say the lungs look as if they'd had chemical exposure, which can lead to acute respiratory distress syndrome and death.
People should stop vaping. The biggest manufacturer, Juul, has voluntarily removed flavored e-cigarettes from the market.
We need a decision from the White House to ban flavored e-cigarettes to people under 21. Our stance is clear. Stop selling and using these products.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.